Okay, I want to do a little bit about binary arithmetic, but I want to motivate it by this story, which is from about 5 years ago. Could happen any day now. Worst Christmas ever as Comair grounds flights. Comair canceled all 1,000 flights Saturday because computer problems knocked out its system. Said the cancellations affected 30,000 people. Worst Christmas I've ever experienced. You know, somebody might have been trying to get somewhere at Christmas time on Comair 5 years ago. Anyway, there's a cumulative effect with canceled flights and so on, a computer problem. Okay, so computer problem. What's a computer problem? Well, a computer problem, as I said before, is almost always a human problem. It's almost always a computer correctly executing some piece of code which some human being wrote incorrectly. So here's the story behind the Comair flight cancellation fiasco. And it has to do with very basic stuff about binary arithmetic. So when you count in binary, you just write out the zeros and ones just the way you would write out a string of decimal digits, treat it as a decimal number. And you add, following the simple rule that 1 plus 1 is 0, carry a 1. 1 plus 0 is 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 0 plus 0 is 0, just like in decimal. But because 1 is the biggest digit, 1 plus 1 has to be 1, 0. So 1 plus 1 is 0, carry a 1. So in this example, I've taken this thing, I don't know what it represents, but it's some binary number. You add 1, 1 plus 1 is 0, carry a 1, 1 plus 1 is 0, carry a 1, 1 plus 1 is 0, carry a 1, 1 plus 0 is 1, and then all the rest of these you just carry down. Okay, it's just like doing regular arithmetic with only 0 and 1 as the possibility. Now, there's no, if you think about it, our way of writing negative numbers is like using an 11th symbol. If you're writing in decimal, right? You have 0 through 9, and then you've got the minus sign. And because in binary, there's only the two possibilities, binary numbers have to be represented not using a minus sign. And this is the usual convention. When you need to represent positive and negative numbers, which is the usual, you take the 2 to the 8th bit patterns, the 256-bit patterns, and you use half of them to represent positive numbers and half of them to represent negative numbers, except you need 0 also. 0 represents 0. Okay? And then you use the leftmost bit to represent whether a number is positive or negative, but not by just following it by the remaining positive number. I'll show you how it works in a moment. So you can always tell whether number is positive or negative by looking at the leftmost digit, the leftmost bit here. The most positive number has zeros followed by a bunch of ones, and the most negative number has one followed by a bunch of zeros. So this is sort of like you flip everything. If you flipped all of the bits, you'd get the most positive number. You took the most negative number and flip all of the bits, not just the leftmost bit, to get the most positive number. All right, so here's the reason we do it this way. Minus 1 is represented as all 1s. And the reason it's done this way is so the addition algorithm doesn't have to pay any attention to whether the numbers are positive or negative. So if you take minus 1, which is this string of all 1s, and you add 1 to it, you see you get 1 plus 1 is 0, carry 1, 1 plus 1 is 0, carry 1, 1 plus 1 is 0, carry 1, and the carries propagate all the way across, and you wind up with zeros using the regular addition algorithm, which is exactly what you want. You want minus 1 plus 1 to equal 0. All right? So this is called a complement notation, 2's complement notation. So the biggest positive number is a 0 followed by a bunch of 1s. Usually, it's not 8 bits, it's like 32 bits or 64 bits, but just to keep it simple here, most negative number, you know, so that's the sort of equivalent of 9999 on a car odometer, and the most negative number is 1 followed by a bunch of zeros. And a consequence of this is that if you take the biggest number you can represent, the most positive number you can represent, and you add one to it, of course, the answer is a number you can't represent, just like, you know, when you go over 999,999 miles on the odometer, you can't represent the million mile value on your car odometer. Same thing with these numbers. And what happens in this case is if you add one to the biggest positive number, you get the most negative number, right? Because the carries go all the way through, except that it also carries into this sign bit, 1 plus 0 is 1. And that's what happened to Delta Comair. The people who wrote the code had used 16 bits for a monthly count of how many changes of crew there were. That happens to be the particular number that caused the problem. So they could only represent 32,767, that is 2 to the 32nd, 2 to the 16th minus 1, crew changes. And December was a bad month. There were a lot of snow, there were a lot of crew changes, and for the first, they had a lot of flights canceled. And then as Christmas approached, they made one more crew change, and a nonsensical value wound up in that register, and that propagated through all kinds of other parts of the Comair software system. So this is a consequence of somebody having decided, probably a decade earlier, that they never needed to worry about more than 32,000 crew changes in a month, and the software not having been rewritten or adapted to later changes, and not having various error conditions built into it at the time it was built.